This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the wet weather has us thinking about fungicides and we plan for late season herbicides or insecticides, it's good to make sure you're doing everything you can to keep your sprayer running efficiently. Your bottom line is going to heavily weigh on this sometimes underappreciated piece of machinery. We hear about what you can do to keep it running in tip-top shape right after this.
Heat up the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Sometimes the sprayer is the unsung hero of our fields throughout the growing season, and Mark Duffing is an application product manager at Ziegler Ag Equipment. He talks about some of the daily tasks farmers should be remembering when they're in the midst of this spraying season.
One of the best things is the way you start off. Each morning, walk around your piece of equipment, address any issues that you can see, perform any routine maintenance that you know needs to be done. This can include greasing your machine, checking the tire pressure because that can fluctuate between hot and cold conditions at day and night. Look for leaks, bends, and twists in the machine plumbing, and check for leaking nozzles or plug nozzles because that can affect your spray patterns and your coverage. Make sure you clear out all the codes on your controller to make sure you have full operation and calibrate your piece of equipment as necessary as you go along. When you're done, bring the product back into the tank and clean the booms out because this can help prevent your nozzles from plugging because the product can settle.
Also, many farmers should realize that like with any other piece of equipment, sprayer tips and nozzles are not meant to be one-size-fits-all pieces of equipment.
The first thing you want to do is understand the kind of crops you're going to spray, the chemical that you're going to spray, what rate you need to spray, the pressures that you need to spray at, your desired travel speed, and the drift risk. Make sure you read the label of the product and always consult with your agronomist. They're going to help you get to that right droplet size for the coverage that you need for the right efficacy for the product. It's also important to remember that tips wear out. That'll affect your pattern and your coverage of the product that you're spraying. Kind of that rule of thumb is 30,000 acres between a new set of tips.
And of course, as we look at spraying, we often think about drift and mitigating the risk of our chemicals seeping where they don't belong or spreading around the fields in the wind. Now, of course, sometimes when we think about some of these chemicals and as advanced as they are, we can get a little bit in our head maybe and get a little bit confused and overthink what we need to do to be safe. And of course, Duffing says it doesn't need to be that way.
Understand what causes it and kind of follow some basic rules. Keeping your nozzles close to the target. Run that boom lower during the early growth stage so you don't. There's not a lot of air between the boom and the crop. Monitor the wind and the humidity. That's a big important piece as part of the spraying. Consider low drift nozzles. Understand the products that you're spraying. Trust your gut. If the conditions don't feel right, they probably aren't. And you probably shouldn't be out there spraying.
And preparation even now can make things easier next season.
Before you even wash your machine off at the end of the season, use that dirt and dust to detect leaks that you might not otherwise see when the machine is clean. Identify the things that you need to take care of in the off season. Pay attention to the kinks in the lines, hose rubbing on the frame, loose or defective clamps. Make sure you schedule a preventative maintenance inspection with your local dealer to understand what could be wrong with your machine.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.